I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. The Wittenberg University Department of Theater and Dance will present the musical Ride the Cyclone. It's at the Wittenberg Checkers Theater October 30th through November 2nd. I spoke with the director of this production, Adrian Ehlers, at the Checkers Theater.
This is a show I'm not really familiar with, but some younger folks are. What is it?
Yes, this is the musical called Ride the Cyclone, which became really popular on TikTok, and it had a really roundabout way of getting to the off-Broadway stage, but because it was popularized on media and the way kids were watching it, it was super popular. So many younger students, college and high school age, are familiar with the music and the show, and it's this really wacky show. I like to describe it as Cats in Reverse. So if you know anything about the musical Cats, right, they each sing a song and only one gets to be chosen to go up to the Heaviside Layer. And in this musical, it's about six high school students who are in this really small Canadian town who have all died on the roller coaster accident. And they're in this sort of limbo land with this narrator who is a carnival-esque fortune teller in a box. And he gives one person is going to get the chance to go back to life. And so each of these high school students gets a song and a moment to sing about why they should go back. Or sometimes it's about them sort of rediscovering who they are.
Who came up with this? The composer, the book, the writers?
Brooke Maxwell and Jacob Richmond. And they are Canadian writers who, it started off really, really avant-garde and wacky and sort of low budget, and they put in all these interesting tidbits and were not afraid of making it sort of commercially viable. And it definitely got pared down a little bit as it went into a more commercial venue, but it keeps a lot of the really wacky out there ideas about these individual students and their sort of fantasy lives.
I'm looking at your set under construction right now in the theater, and I see a ramp that curves upstage left, I think. I guess that's a part of the cyclone?
Yeah, so the show takes place in this sort of limbo land, right, between life and death. And so we've created these ramps that are emblematic or symbolic of the cyclone roller coaster ride, and they'll have track marks on them, but it'll be sort of broken, dilapidated, but we're using it as this jungle gym. I wanted this students to crawl and jump and walk around and sort of be all over the set. And so we're also sort of, at the moment, this is all in chaos because we're trying to figure out where the audience can be, where they feel fully immersed in this as well, very close.
And I love spaces like this here at Wittenberg and also Clark State's Turner Studio Theater, where you can do anything with this space.
Yeah, this is the Checkers Black Box Theater. We love doing really strange and wonderful things with this space, and so we are trying to create sort of not quite a theater in the round, right? We have theater seats on about the third of the space, but creating this round circular feel to it. So you're in the middle of this cyclone, as it were, both the roller coaster and the sort of twister vision. So this is a super fun musical, which is wonderful because I've done a lot of sort of dark plays recently. The students are so excited. We giggle and laugh and have so much fun. And it's really about these individual characters embracing the strange and weird parts of who they are. And so our students love this exploration in a fun and wacky way. There is a little bit of PG-13-ness in it. And we did not do the junior version of this, so there's some language in this to be advised. But anyone who's in high school, college, and beyond would know it and love it.
Adrian Ehlers, the director of the production of Ride the Cyclone, taking place at Wittenberg University's Department of Theater and Dance in the Checkers Theater, October 30th through November 2nd. Get more details at wittenberg.edu. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.